This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Episode 385, What to Budget For This Spring.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And today we are talking about spring.
Spring has sprung.
As Robin Williams once said, or according to the internet, says that he said, spring is nature's way of saying, let's party.
Ah.
Yeah.
I don't care who said it.
I know,
right? I
just
love it.
I agree with it. So today we are talking about things to budget for this spring, but also I think we're going to mainly focus on some of the springtime spending traps that we can fall into. So these things that you are about to see a lot of in marketing, advertising, social media, how do you know when it's time to spend money on it and when it's a really good time to avoid it and just be conscious of springtime marketing?
Yeah, it's good to plan ahead, know what some of the associated costs of the season are going to be, and start setting money aside now. But it's also important to know, what are some alternatives to this cost? Are there ways that I can meet this need, do this maintenance, and not spend a lot of money? So we want to go through all that.
Yes. But first, this episode is brought to you by Employee Appreciation Day. Today is Employee Appreciation Day.
Hello.
And as an S Corp, the IRS requires us to be employees of our business. So today we'd like to show appreciation to us.
Heyo.
To Jill and Jen, to me,
Sirianni,
and you. We are hands down the second and third best employees of this company.
Yes.
For sure. We'd also like to thank Goldie for being our number one employee. And for our new friend letter writers, Kim and Misty, thank you so much. If you haven't checked out their work yet, you really should be getting the friend letter. We're just incorporating, it's Frugal Friends, right? It's not Frugal Jen and Jill. That would be boring.
Mm-hmm.
It's Frugal Friends. And so we are getting more friends on board to give you savings tips, freebies, spending insights, just like what you're going to hear today. And if you're already on the friend letter, then you got our budget toolkit for March, and that went out the last Friday of February. So if you want to get an exclusive, exhaustive, expansive guide on what to budget for every month and a big money move that you can do every month to really maintain your finances and grow them, we send that out on the last Friday of every month for the month going forward. So seriously, frugalfriendspodcast.com. Get the friend letter. There is so much good stuff in there.
Yes. Kim and Misty, shout out. Shout out to Goldie. We're growing. Our team is growing.
We are a small but mighty.
So mighty team. With our hot pink microphones.
Yes. Yes. All right. So let's talk about budgeting and spring. We've done several of these episodes. We love to update them every year. So episode 367, best budgeting tips for 2024. That's our vibe going into all of 2024. So that is going to be some, if you are new to budgeting or revisiting budgeting for the first time in a while, definitely check out that episode. And then 294 is frugal living tips for spring. So where that episode is all about ways spring can save you money and what to buy. Today, we're talking a little bit about what not to buy and then touching on some of the things that you might be able to stock up on.
It's a classic bait and switch.
Am I right? We love to do that.
Sell them what they want. Give them what they need. We're not. We're here for it.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about what to budget for this spring that may not be as common too.
So this first article comes from Wise Bread. Love that. Love wisdom. Love bread. They're talking about how to avoid 7 common spring spending traps. So the ways in which we can kind of go nuts when spring comes. I was reading a few other articles that we're not going to mention here, but in preparation for this, and they were describing how for the majority of people, spending does spike in the spring and summer and the holidays. So certainly you've got the holidays, but then winter comes and there's this lull, mostly because a lot of the country is just cold and no one's doing very much. So then spring comes and it feels like it's a party. It feels like we're ready to party now. And I want to get outside and I want to do all the things that I wasn't able to do before. And that can lead us to spending money that maybe we weren't planning on. So the first one here is spring cleaning mania. That fever strikes, and not that, I mean, cleaning isn't the most luxurious, glamorous thing ever, but a lot of us do still want to freshen the home. We want to open the windows. And as we're doing that, it's like if you give a mouse a cookie and you start to see this needs to be clean and this needs to be washed. And I want the place to feel fresh, just like my environment is beginning to feel fresh. And that can often lead us to wanting to upgrade things or just wanting to buy the latest and greatest cleaning products and what's the new stuff on the shelves. And marketers are aware of this and they're going to want to convince you that what you have in your closets is not going to cut it. And you need the electric rotating spin brush and you need the cleaning product that's new and will solve all of your problems. And you need the new vacuum and you need new furniture and new rugs and you name it. And we're here to say, no, you don't. No, you don't. You can clean, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But you can clean in the same ways that you've been cleaning all the previous months with the stuff that you already have. So yes, spring cleaning can bring on some decluttering. We would absolutely encourage that. Sell, donate some items, but that doesn't mean then that you have to bring new items into your home. And if you do, if you are identifying, oh, this does actually need to be replaced. I can't fix it. You name it. Then buy it used. Go or try out your buy nothing groups. And then just as far as cleaning supplies go, use up what you already have. I can almost guarantee you, you have cleaning products under your sink in your pantries. They may not be like super shiny and all full to the brim, and you might just want to try something new, but use up what you have. Look up DIY cleaning solutions. Usually you need very few ingredients to actually do the job.
Yeah. I would say if you are going to spring clean, the thing you'll see a lot on social media is organization goes wild in March, right? So we're looking at Container Store, Target, Walmart, all of these beautiful clear and wicker and rattan and whatever, all these beautiful things that you can get to organize your home. And I would say you can get those, but use them sparingly. Your home doesn't have to be aesthetically perfect, right? I was actually, I forget who it was, but there was the trend on Instagram where it's like, I'm a so-and-so. Of course I do this. Oh, it was Clutterbug. She is a decluttering author, has a podcast on it. And she's like, I'm a home organization influencer. Of course I'm going to tell you to organize your pantry with all these beautiful things. And then she opens up her fridge and she's like, well, my fridge is a mess. That's awesome. So like she was poking fun at all the things she does and sells. She's like a container store partner. And her home was not aesthetically perfect. That's what she was showing everyone. Yeah. And so yours doesn't have to be either. Mm-hmm. So if you want to improve, there's no problem with improving, right? Look on Facebook Marketplace, look around thrift stores and stuff and see what you can find, what you can make happen, and just be okay with not being perfect.
Yeah. Well, and to make the list of what you need, start doing the work in your house before you go out. I think so often we've got this imagined, fantasized self, and we first buy all the organizing items, and then we come home and we try and figure out how to use
spending. Procrastinating.
But instead, start to do it already in your home, organizing, decluttering, you name it, with the things you already have on hand, and then make a list of what's going to be helpful for me to complete this project. Yeah.
And do it in batches. Do not try to do your whole home or a whole room in one fell swoop. Do it in chunks. So there's your spring cleaning episode.
That turned into a whole episode. Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. So number two is it says spend your tax refund, but it's essentially saying that is the spending trap, is to spend your tax refund fully on stuff that is not beneficial, that's going to be impulse buying. You know, when we get, you know, that unexpected money, it's girl math. I didn't have the money before, so anything I buy with it is essentially free, right? Wrong. You can really use your tax refund to do the things with your finances that you have been putting off or have felt troubled budgeting for. So home improvements, vacations, any home improvements, that's where I'm at. Maybe replacing a car, stuff like that. Think of the things that you needed to do in 2023, never got around to, i.e. maybe a Roth IRA. That's a big thing to budget for right now. You have until March or till April, I think 14th, 15th. I can't remember which day. You have until April.
Mid-April
to open and contribute to a Roth IRA for 2023. Definitely check out our Roth IRA challenge episode if you want more on that. But make this money work for you. It's money you didn't have before that you did earn. This is your income that the government has held on to. It's not free money. So make it really work for you.
Mm-hmm. Next, number three, is the spending trap of wanting to splurge on a new wardrobe.
Speak to me.
Yeah. So spring comes. Talk to me. You think it's a party. Also, the weather's changing and we want an update. This might be where we're starting to pull out clothes we might have put away for the winter season. And we're realizing this feels dingy. I want something new. You know, for people who celebrate Easter or Mother's Day, or there's tons of baby showers and weddings beginning to happen. Yes. And so you think, oh, I need new clothes for this, or just a refresh. And I'm telling you, you don't got to. You don't need to do that. Here's the alternative. Wear the clothes you already have, truly, until they don't fit. I'm not advocating that if things don't fit you anymore, just make it work. But wear the clothes that fit until they really are beginning to fall apart, and then mend them. That's a fun little hobby. If you want something new, you want a refresh in spring, learn a new hobby, invest in yourself and your own skill set, mend things, add bejewels to it. You heard it here first, folks. And then
bedazzle it.
Get out your hot glue gun. No, don't do that. Then buy used. or search your Buy Nothing group. Look at your local thrift stores, consignment shops. I know, Jen, you love places like ThredUp and Poshmark, so you don't actually have to do the digging and sneeze your way through thrift stores. You can do it all from the comfort of your own home. And begin to educate yourself on quality. What are quality fabrics? What are the brands that are making quality clothing and not exploiting their workers? These types of things where we can, when we purchase new items for our wardrobe, we know that they're going to last and that they will be what we can pull out spring after spring and not need to feel forced into a refresh. And from there, again, start with your closet. Start with your own home. Don't start when you're out of your home and already out shopping, trying to make guesses at what you need. Begin by going through what you already have in your closet, what you already have on hand. Try it all on. See what fits. See what you like. And then start to make a list of the items that you would like to add to your wardrobe, the items that you think, this is, if I had XYZ, this is what's going to last me for years to come. I want this type of fabric. I want this type of color, this type of style. Then you can feel informed and good about making those spending decisions when you are then out of the house. You can reference back to that list and say, okay, these are the things that I intentionally put on here because I know this is what my wardrobe is lacking. Don't start when you're out at the store.
Yes. And use Benny to get secondhand anything you want from a firsthand site. It's a Chrome extension. You can get an app too. frugalfriendspodcast.com/BENI. It is, if you sneeze your way through thrift stores like I do, it will change the game for you. Also, I would like to shout out another option. So Amelia sent me this on Instagram like weeks and weeks ago. I was shooketh. She listened to our capsule wardrobe episode where we talked about buying in your color, like your color palette, autumn, spring, summer. And she is an autumn like me. Mm-hmm. And she had all this black clothing that she loved. It fit her really well, but she wanted it to be in her palette. And she sent me a video on Instagram of her results after she had put her black clothing in bleach and water for 10 minutes, took it out, washed it, dried it. And it was like in these beautiful shades of brown and burnt orange.
It was,
and
I was wild. I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
And she said she was going to try with her whites to do tea, like a tea stain. Oh. And so that's another thing. Maybe your color, the colors of your wardrobe just aren't hitting it anymore for you. Try dyeing them. Try drying them in your color palette, bleach, tea. Go buy some, is it RIT? Like the dye, you can buy it at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Try just giving it a refresh.
New life, yeah. If the fabric itself is good and the fit is good and you just don't like the color, I love that hack. But I gotta tell you, I didn't know if I believed Amelia.
To you, she did.
When you showed me those pictures, I was like, there's no way.
It looks
too beautiful.
It's too good. It's too beautiful. Yes. So thank you, Amelia, for sending that to me. It's still, I'm still impressed by it. So yeah. The next, now that we're, you know, just remember, you don't need a brand new wardrobe this spring. Okay. Remember that when I say the next is spring break vacations. Mm. So I love a spring break vacation. And I totally think, so I'm going to push back a little bit on this. I totally think if you have kids in school that you spend the extra, take your kids on a spring break vacation. Compare the prices to a summer vacation to a spring break vacation. Because usually I have found that the summers, like certain times in the summer, are actually less expensive than a spring break. But that's like where I'm at. I live where people vacation, so I have like more flexibility. But if it's different for you, I'm all for a spring break vacation. Now, that's me talking to parents who have kids in school. That's not applicable to everyone.
Right.
If you are not bound by time in school,
school.
If you are not bound by time, you should definitely price check when you take your vacations. Travel in a less expensive time, but vacation sites are pushing ads hard right now to get you to take those last minute spring break getaways. But it's because there is a certain group of people who this is really the time that they can travel. So do not be fooled. Even if you do have kids in school, I find that there's a lot more price flexibility in the summer. Don't be fooled by a spring break. And if you are taking spring break vacation, you don't need a new vacation wardrobe.
But also shout out to some simple staycations, you know? That I think that they're underrated. Go in an hour or two away from where you live and exploring kind of a new area that's somewhat local to where you are. What are the state parks? What are the activities and attractions and amusements in different places at maybe a bit more of an affordable price point or just not as complicated? Because sometimes a big vacation, especially during high touristy times, can just be overwhelming to try and pick what can we do and how crowded is it going to be? And then you're also spending a lot. There's also permission to just keep it simple and enjoy the time actually and exploring new spots that are within the radius of where you live.
Yes. And if you are traveling, our friend Lydia, Lydia Sen, she has traveled, I think, to like over 30, probably like between 25 and 30 states in the last 2 years with her four kids. And they bring their air fryer with them everywhere. And they'll just buy pre-made meals at the grocery store that they can just pop into the air fryer. And so they are able to save tons of money and travel.
The air fryer in their car?
No, they'll stay in an Airbnb or a hotel or something. Gotcha. And they are able to save so much money on food because they're not cooking. They're buying stuff from the grocery store, popping in the air fryer, and then feeding everyone. And they can afford to travel so much more because of the amount. Like literally, she says, the amount we save on food each vacation pays for our hotel for the next vacation.
That's amazing. Yeah, where we would say it's not worth it to spend on convenience items like that in your day-to-day. When you're on vacation, that saves a lot of money.
Yes.
Buying the pre-made grocery store food is still going to be far less than going out.
Yeah.
I love that.
So I would say if you are traveling, take a hint from Lydia.
You might remember from our budget apps episode, we mentioned Monarch Money as being one of the best apps for people switching from Mint.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
The switch from budgeting with Mint to Monarch is easy since Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint, keeping all of your tags and categories intact. It's also super customizable. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners on this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial.
We've been there, done that with overpriced wireless providers and their fine print contracts. But with Mint Mobile, their wireless plans are just $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's it. No catch.
Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet, sweet savings directly to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
So you can say bye-bye to that overpriced phone plan you've been using and bring your own phone, your same number, and all your contacts with you right on over to any Mint Mobile plan.
To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/frugal. That's mintmobile.com/frugal. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/frugal. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Number 5 on this list is buying a new car. And I would initially want to push back on this. Like, that doesn't happen until we've recently learned that one of the biggest areas of impulse spending is on vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not happening all the time, right? It's not the same thing as
it mostly
impulse
happens during Toyota-thon.
But this is the time of year where a lot of dealerships are running their deals. They're trying to convince you that it's a better deal for you somehow to trade in your car now. And it's not. It's advantageous for them. It costs them far less to offer you a trade-in price than for you to try and sell your car on your own or just keep your car. So the alternative to falling victim to this massive impulse purchase is keep your car.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
And it's not Toyota-thon. I just checked. Toyota-thon's in November and December. So it's not worth it. It's not worth it to get a new car. It's not Toyota-thon.
So is your car still working? Is it decently reliable? Keep it.
Yes. I use this barometer. So, right, for purchasing new cars, we use the rule 3 to 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we go with like 12 to 15,000 miles per year. That's kind of our barometer. And go to a dealership that doesn't charge superfluous fees.
Mm-hmm.
No random fees. So those are our rules.
No random fees.
Those are our rules for saving money on a car purchase. And then for when is it time to give it up? I would say within like the 8 to 10 year range is a good time to think.
Of you having owned it or of the vehicle's life?
Vehicle's life being mm-hmm. 8 to 10. Now, there is no problem with driving a car until it
kaputs.
Dies. To be a one owner, mm-hmm. 20 years.
I love that.
Love that for you.
Yes.
Love that for you. It's not the life for most people.
It's true.
And we're looking at you if you're that person and you want to, after you've had a car for 2 years and Toyota-thon comes up and you're like, oh, wow. I mean, this car has a lot more features than my car and I'm in a better financial position because I've listened to Frugal Friends. No, girl. Keep her.
Yeah. Keep her. Is she reliable? Keep her.
Is she a dime?
Is she decent?
A 10?
Keep her.
Yeah. Keep her.
Does she fix you eggs in the morning? Tip her.
Yeah. For sure, keep your car if it cooks you eggs in the morning. That is a feature. That's, again, not a hard and fast rule, but if you're like, do I really need a new car? I really need a new car. You probably don't. It's like 8 to 10 years old. Then you're going to get a higher resale value, but it's also per brand too. So we love to use carcomplaints.com and it'll really give you an accurate view of the kind of the area, those 2 years where you're going to kind of get the best resale value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So the last one on this list that we're going to cover that
for you.
Is a spending.
For you, maybe.
Oh, you're going to. Okay, sorry. You're going to need another one. For me, is going to be number 6, outdoor deals. So camping gear, backyard furniture, grills, fishing rods, sports equipment. This is when they all start pushing. This is their Q4 and it's here for you. So instead of buying outdoor gear is So like outdoor gear, like kayaks and stuff, but also outdoor like clothes, like when we're in the winter, the jackets and stuff. These things are made of a better quality than pretty much anything you can find indoors. They have to be made durable. They're the last things on earth where people still value durability.
Right.
Which makes them very great to buy secondhand. But again, don't procrastispend. Don't buy a kayak because you want to start kayaking. Spend the extra, rent the kayak a few times, make sure that it's something that you can maintain in this season, in your schedule, mm-hmm. that it's in your skill set or could be in your skill set. Spend the money up front to test before you invest.
Oh, that's good. Test Ooh. Before you invest. That's a okay. good one. Okay, sticker.
That was new. Uh-huh.
I'm gonna call out the paddle boarders on that one because yeah. that's usually a paddle board decision.
Yeah. Inflatable paddle
boards.
I want
a paddle board. And then you get out there and you realize it's harder than it looks. And you don't want to be blowing yeah. that thing up every time. And now you need a roof rack.
It's in the back of every
Test
Toyota Camry.
Before you invest.
A inflatable paddleboard is probably in the trunk of every Toyota Camry. So don't let that be you. And if it's not you, you have a friend yes. who is that. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to make that meme. But yeah, test before you invest. And buy used when you do, because these are the things that you can really afford to yeah. buy used because of their durability.
Okay, folks, the last and final spending trap, gifts, and not the GIFS that we love to send digitally, the actual gifts with a T. We're talking Easter basket, Mother's Day, graduation, weddings. Before you come at me, moms, with your, it's my one day a year, give me something. Here's the thing. You don't have to buy for all of these experiences. There are ways to celebrate, show value, enjoy the day that don't have to cost a ton of money. So make your own. I mean, most moms are going to love just like a homemade little something.
No, here's the thing. As a mom,
baked goods, cook the dinner.
I don't want anything. I want my family to leave me alone for a day.
No.
And that is the best gift that you can give a mother. And if you haven't asked for that yet, ask for it this year.
It's a trend I'm seeing happen. All I want on Mother's Day is to not have to mom. I don't want a mom today.
Uh-huh. I love yeah. the trend. And it's okay to ask for it early.
Yeah. But here's the thing, too. Graduation, weddings, I am not saying make your own and give them baked goods. That's not okay. But if you're going to go to the celebration, then that is what you have to plan ahead for. Who's graduating this year? Who's getting married? Start to save now or opt out. It, I think, is better to not attend the wedding if it's going to be a huge financial strain on you, especially if it's going to require some travel, a hotel rental, new clothing. Better to not go and send a kind card in the mail, maybe get something inexpensive off their registry, than to go and really jack up your finances as a result of trying mm-hmm. to go. It's supposed to be joyous, celebratory. The generosity that you give should not be compulsory. And if it's feeling that way, better to say, I can't be at this mm-hmm. one.
And if it's something you're excited like to take a the wedding's like a vacation, save up to take a legit vacation where you don't have to bring a gift and sit in a service, you know, like yeah. just and go party elsewhere. So it'll be a lot less expensive than some of these weddings where they're having them.
Exactly. All these destination weddings.
Yeah.
People acting like they got more money than they do. our second article.
We're a little
unhinged today. So the second one, we're not going to spend a lot of time on it, but in order to kind of give you what we baited you in to be giving you what to budget for this spring, here's some of the top expenses that can come up this time of year that aren't necessarily seen throughout the rest of the seasons. So these are things that either, yes, plan for it, you know your situation, Or begin considering an alternative of how you're going to respond to this potential spring need without spending money. So the first one on the list is increased lawn care. That for many of us homeowners, spring is springing and stuff's popping out of the ground and stuff's still dead from last year. And there's just a lot to clean up. And so for some people, that's going to mean increased lawn care, whether you're paying somebody or you're going to buy the mulch. You are refreshing some lawn and garden tools. Whatever it is, plan for what you need, but also be mindful of the areas where you just don't need to spend. It's a nice, but it's not a must-have.
Yeah. If I was going to spend a tax refund on something, it would be on a really good lawnmower, like a brand new, not top of the line, but a good lawnmower. It's going to make doing your own lawn a lot easier when you have the right tools for the job. It makes it easier. It's not a fun job, but at least it's not going to be like taking you all day. And then for mulch, a lot of places you can get free mulch. It may not be the exact color that you want, but I think the first week of April, Lowe's has $2 bags of mulch in brown, red, and black. So that might be something to check out as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or your city. Keep in mind, there's lots of stuff on Buy Nothing groups as far as lawn stuff goes. So of course, we've talked about this, so just glossing over it, vacation, camps, kids' clothing. As much as we can continue to reuse our own clothing, kids are growing. So that is something that needs to be bought. Of course, it can still be bought mindfully and used and of good quality. Camps, if you're sending your kids away, if that's like your extended Mother's Day gift to yourself, start saving now for these things.
Weddings. Our friend Lisa is getting married at the end of the month. Shout out, Lisa.
Congrats, Lisa.
She was our guest on the Money Hacks episode where everyone listens to and finds money on the Found Money website. That's Lisa. So I am saving for a wedding gift for Lisa currently. But it is, March is a big month, not as big as October or the summer, but definitely time to start thinking about that, even if you're attending some weddings this summer.
Outdoor activities. So whether you enjoy going to sporting events, amusement parks, you name it, this is definitely something to be keeping in mind. But I think too, potentially that alternative to one big vacation could be a lot of smaller activities throughout the season. So maybe this year you're not going to do a massive, expensive 1 week family vacation, but instead weekly or bi-weekly, you get to go to a sporting event, then an amusement park, then to the movies, then to a other recreation center, you name it. I like that way of kind of spreading out the fun throughout the year, and it might be a little bit kinder for our wallets.
Yeah, it's kind of looking, you have to take inventory of how was winter break, how was summer last year, how was spring break last year, what did I love, what do I want to change? And that's where taking inventory immediately is very helpful. So if you are not a journaler, maybe starting to take some journaling. I got, and I'm not trying to influence anybody into this, but in January, I bought a 5-year journal where it has every page has five little sections with about 3 or 4 lines each, so that you can write a couple sentences about what happened to the day on the day for 5 years.
Well, are you doing it?
Yeah, I've been doing it every day. And so that might be something that's good to start, so that you can kind of look back on like, all right, what did last summer look like? What did last spring break look like? And how would I like to do things differently this year? Did we feel like, you know, we did not do anything and we didn't spend any money? How do I want to spend money differently this year? Did I, at the end of the summer, feel like we spent too much money? What are the things that we spent money on that really didn't serve us, or that I don't remember 6 months later or a year later?
You don't have to spend on that journal. If you keep some sort of calendar, just look back at your calendars if you haven't already started this.
Yeah, everybody gets a free calendar in the mail from some organization.
Somebody sending you
a free somebody calendar. Sends everybody a free calendar. So use that.
And the last one is vehicle maintenance. This could just be a good, I mean, vehicle maintenance is always necessary, but it could be the time of year where you're starting to think about it. Keeping that in mind, what kinds of tune-ups are needed.
Yeah, especially if you just went through a really harsh winter, you know, and all that snow and moisture underneath.
The undercarriage.
It's time to clean the undercarriage, Jill.
Don't I know it? You know what else it's time for?
It doesn't have an undercarriage.
It might. It might, though.
The Bill of the Week.
That's right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo Bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hi, Jen and Jill. I just wanted to share my Bill of the Week. So at the beginning of 2023, I was paying $250 a month for my car insurance. In June, I started looking at different options and I found a new car insurance that brought down my bill $200 a month. And then my dad ended up switching to that car insurance and it brought it down to $160 a month. And then because of low mileage, I recently got my car insurance bill down to $150 a month. So I'm saving $100 a month on car insurance.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Well done. We love it when we can find different hacks and strategies to cut costs, especially on some of these higher regular bills, or at least annual or biannual bills that we have. So that is very exciting. Well done.
Yes.
And if you all listening have a bill about saving money on your bills, bills you don't mind spending on, bills you don't have to pay anymore, bills who are your friend, bills who are your sons, bills who are your fathers. You are a bill.
Wow.
FrugalFriendsPodcast.com/bill. Leave us your bill. We're ready for it.
You might remember from our budget apps episode, we mentioned Monarch Money as being one of the best apps for people switching from Mint.
Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal.
The switch from budgeting with Mint to Monarch is easy since Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint, keeping all of your tags and categories intact. It's also super customizable. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's a top-rated personal finance app.
And right now, listeners on this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/frugal. That's monarchmoney.com/frugal. For your extended 30-day free trial, go to monarchmoney.com/frugal for an extended 30-day free trial. Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards, a free flight, a room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions.
Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
And now it's time for the lightning round. All right.
What are you budgeting for this spring? Jill, what are you personally budgeting for?
Hey, an anniversary trip. I've been budgeting for that, though. That's something I keep a sinking fund for travel that I add to as I'm able. Ideally, I'm putting money into it monthly until it reaches a certain amount. I have a goal amount for that sinking fund. And once it's there, then I can put my savings towards other little goals. So it actually is fully funded. Now I just have to plan the trip and do it.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
We'll see. Maybe April.
And by anniversary, you mean the anniversary of my birth.
That's
what she
means. No, that's a birthday. This is an anniversary.
But they are very close together.
Yeah. We've almost been married as long as you've been born. So
that's not what I mean. I mean, your anniversary is on the May 12th,
yeah,
right? And
yeah,
my birthday's May 9th.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
It's amazing. Good things happen days apart.
Okay.
What about you, Jen?
All right. So we are budgeting for extra Roth IRA contributions. So we have the money for our renovations we have had saved. It's just been one of those things is like trying not to spend it until because it's already allocated somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that is that's where we're at right now. Once that money is spent and the renovation is done, then we want to put the rest into our Roth IRA for 2023. But I would potentially like to we need to get back to monthly Roth IRA contributions. Mm-hmm. I just have to set it up. So that is what we will be budgeting for, is to get back into that this spring.
Yeah. Perfect. It's not totally spring specific.
No.
But it's this season of our particular lives and what we're budgeting for currently.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to really do any outdoorsy things. I am currently building a new wardrobe with a new body. But I'm kind of just doing that as the things come along. So nothing special, except for that Roth IRA.
Yeah. Cool. I'm excited to see your renovation when it's done.
Gosh, we are in the middle of it.
Thanks everyone for listening. We love having you here.
Yeah.
And we love reading your kind reviews, like this one from Haley B Dubs. Says, love Frugal Friends. This show inspires me to be my best frugal self. Jen and Jill are hilarious and have great banter. Definitely recommend.
Yay.
Short
thank
and sweet.
You.
I love that one.
Yes. I mean, if you wanted to do a review that says how unhinged we've become, but in a good way, also would accept that.
Yeah. Jen and I are recording a lot more in person, and we're sitting in comfy chairs holding our mics. Like, they're not on mic stands anymore. So it's become very, very laid back. And I think it's coming through.
Yeah. We need 7 more reviews to hit 900 reviews on Apple. So if you haven't, then please be one of the 7.
We also need 107 to reach 1,000, which would be awesome.
Let's take it in baby steps.
Okay. Be one of the 7.
We
and
will
then be one of the 100.
Yeah. We are going to celebrate when we hit 1,000 in some way. But thank you. Thank you for your kind reviews. And Min, please take a second to help, in all seriousness, help people understand what they're going to be getting from the show. Because some people think that we talk about couponing, and actually somebody reached out to us to come on their show to talk about couponing, and we had to tell them, like, that's not really what we talk about here. So yeah, it's a common misconception.
Mm-hmm. We're redefining frugality. So we're here for the people who want that.
Yes.
Okay. See you next time.
Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni.
So Jill, we don't always do coupons.
Yeah.
But we will do the dollar sale at the label swap.
Heck yeah, we will.
So, and
that was a blast.
That was so fun. We went with two other friends, and it was quite overwhelming for me. I do not like to hunt. I have allergies. But I loved going with you guys. And I was really excited before until I got in there and I remembered who I am. And I was like, dang it. I wish I was different. But you and our friend Whitney made out like bandits.
Yeah. Yeah. It was my dream come true. So it was a thrift store in Tampa that was having a dollar sale on select items. It was a decent amount that they had for sale for a dollar. So stuff in bins, stuff on racks. And then they had just regular racks that were the, kind of their regular pricing, but still with stickers that had various percentages off of the stickered price. So, you know, you begin by digging through the bins, rifling through the racks. It was a lot like Black Friday in the early 2000s, which I am here for. I get a little bit disappointed. So, I mean, I don't really participate in Black Friday anymore, but I remember there were years ago where I really wanted, I wanted to be like charging through the doors and like, and seeing people elbow just to get to their thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a little, I can be a little bit like unhinged and instigatory. That's not
a
word.
I love
in
the
that
planning
way.
Part of Black Friday, but not the actual elbowing. And I would remember, I would get, oh my gosh, Thanksgiving was so exciting for me, not for food, but for planning our Black Friday route.
Yes.
And then I would get there and I would just be like very overwhelmed. So like we should have gotten together way earlier.
So it was all of the unhinged vibes that I wanted. People were staking their claim.
Oh,
just,
my gosh.
I mean, rifling
IKEA
through
bags.
In a ferocious way. And it was exhilarating. And I did find a decent amount of stuff for both me and Eric for a dollar. And then I did buy two things off of the not dollar rack, but they were 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
And it was things that I did have on my list for months now. I did need new jeans and I found them for $8.50.
They're so fantastic. I'm going to go back there
when
they're not having a major sale like that, because it's a resale store. So it was really good quality stuff, like Levi's in there for a dollar.
Yeah.
It was just, I do better when things are separated by size, sorted by color.
Yeah.
And they do that. Yeah. But it was just chaos.
Yeah, it was chaos. I still brought my colors with me. And even in the midst of chaos, I pulled out my swatches to make sure that even the thing I'm picking up for a dollar is going to be something that I'm going to want and is going to look good.
Yeah, you thrive in chaos. And I
Which
retreat.
Which is funny because if you look at my home, it does not come across chaotic.
Not at all.
I love both. I love clean, simple, non-chaos. And I also love me a little bit of
Well, that's why you
wild.
Have so many guests over in your house all the time. And it is
chaos.
True chaos. Not all the time, but
yeah.
Yeah, I loved planning that outing for us.
You did
and
great.
And it
and
was.
Then you wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, I did.
And then we all needed to take a Claritin and use hand sanitizer.
Hey, you laughed at me when I pulled out the Claritin.
I did.
And then you were like, actually, I need one.
We were all sneezing.
Yeah. Mom had the Claritin. It was fine.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack.
Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.